So there's a question here, a bit of a story regarding the foam rolls that we were talking about there with regards to soft tissue work. Now, someone's saying here, I'm kind of puzzled with the results of soft tissue work like foam rolling, tennis ball rolling, and a Therakane, etc. What happens is that all of these techniques help me a lot, but seem to work the opposite with my wife. She has a constant back and shoulder pain since the end of her last pregnancy, and I thought that this kind of exercise could help her. But what happens is that they all make her feel worse the day after exercising, especially the result on the foam rolling. The lower back is pretty bad, and yesterday the result was increased pain all over the hip area. Do you have any clues about this effect? Is it normal? Do you have any similar experience of bad effects of soft tissue work? Any suggestions?
Well, we just talked earlier on about how that if you get assessed, because just it's like when somebody goes to the gym and they do an exercise and it will have totally the opposite effect. The same works in therapy. If this person is relatively unstable and trying to release tissue that doesn't need releasing, then you're going to get increased pain syndromes. What she may need is certainly mobilization and maybe a bit of stretching and release work on certain areas. But just because her husband is doing something in a certain way doesn't mean that it's going to react in the same way. So in some area there might be tightness in one person, there might be instability in the other. So you're bringing a methodology together that creates the opposite effect, and that's why get assessed by a specialist. Find out what's going on in the neck, find out what's going on with the pelvis, find out what's causing this. If it's a pregnancy, did she have a C-section? Did she have her abdominal muscles cut? Did she lose the ability to stabilize her spine? If this is likely, it's probably affected the neck as well. And women have very different bodies. Remember, the pelvic basin is much bigger on a woman, and hence they need to do a lot more stability and coordination work for the lower abdominal muscles and the lumbopelvic area in general. So yeah, it's no surprise that works. It's a bit like food. You give one person some type of food and it has a great effect in another, and everybody's different. You can't give someone the same exercise program or the same food and expect it to work in the same person, in a different person.
And do you see a lot of people, women after pregnancy? Is that something where you would work a lot with people? I guess it could be.
You know, the concepts that I use can be applied to anyone. The idea is it's about bit like going to Savile Row and getting measured for a suit. You can pick one off the peg in the local shop, but it probably doesn't fit that quite right, and there's something missing. And this is what someone like myself, a functional practitioner, can do. Can find out the missing link. Do you need to do neck strengthening exercises? Do you need to do neck releasing exercises? Do you need to work on your breathing pattern? Do you need to increase your pelvic tilt or decrease your pelvic tilt? You never quite know, but a lot of people will go to the gym and they'll be shown the same exercises. Let's blast the core. But what is the core? Most people don't even know what the core is, and they're training in pretty much in the same way that they spent most of their day spent at a desk, and that creates lots of problems.
Text message here. My 3-year-old son hasn't stopped tiptoeing. He's been to an occupational therapist and she recommended some workouts, mainly stretching the ankle. He's also flat-footed on one foot. It helped for a while, but now I feel the tiptoeing has increased. How serious is this, and will this affect him in any way in the future? I appreciate your advice.
A couple of concepts. First of all, that if the foot is probably flatter on one side, there's probably some dysfunction going on at the pelvis. Is that being driven by the neck? Not too sure without seeing the person. Tiptoeing, is it something they've picked up from a family member? That's quite possible. We do tend to copy people's emotions. Is it something else that's more an inborn kind of error of movement dysfunction from not walking, not going through the crawling phases properly? That can be an issue too. So again, without seeing the person, it's really, really hard. You're stretching the ankle, but the ankle's probably one area that's dysfunctional, subject to lots of other areas. So it's probably just a little bit too blinkered approach.
So, of course, yes, always to get checked out. But is this something that's quite common then? I mean, you do see youngsters tiptoeing. Do we see adults doing that? Not so much. So is it something that you would just naturally grow out of?
But you see lots of different kind of mechanics when it comes to running as well. We should be actually designed to run more of a midfoot to front foot, so you will see people running more that way. With a trainer, we're encouraged to actually run with a heel on the ground, and that's why a lot of problems become, because the way that you attenuate force from the ground usually dissipates through the knee, because there's some problems created by instability of wearing a trainer. So it depends. It's hard to say if someone actually grows out of a postural dysfunction that they've created from not going through a neurodevelopmental stage. It's very unlikely. But what are we seeing more of? We're seeing a lot of children walking around with breathing pattern disorders, with knocked knees. Well, I mean, that's always been a common thing, the way that sometimes girls would sit with their knees in like a W position, and young lads as well. But, you know, it depends on the amount of muscular development that you're exposed to. But if there is something that's faulty, it sometimes needs to be redressed back to an earlier age. And that's where things like dynamic neuromuscular stabilization techniques come in, to help reset the body from a locomotor or movement perspective prior to what they develop before they learn to crawl.
So that's coming back round to the, you know, pressure points and that way of that technique of readdressing the balance and your posture, and also the breath. Is that right? I mean
it's part of it. I mean, structure, sometimes we get structural deficits. Sometimes someone's born with 6 lumbar vertebrae instead of 5. There are lots of changes. As a rule of thumb, our posture is changing also from the type of foods that we've been exposed to, what our grandparents have been exposed to. We're being born with a lot longer faces. We have what's called Steele's rule of thirds, so the amount of space from the lower jaw to the nose is increased massively, and from the nose to the eyebrows is decreased. So we get a narrowing of breathways and inspiration. So you see a lot more people with ear, nose and throat problems, not being able to breathe properly. And this is a genetic or a structural defect that's been passed down through poor nutrition. Can you correct that? You might not be able to do as much as you think, but if you work on other things like breathing pattern, you can get some results. Sometimes you may not be able to get any, but you can usually see a big change in clients with the right approach.
Okay, so we'll be exploring more about the diet and exercise to get ourselves in check, in balance. Good morning to you, Habib. Habib has texted in a couple of times. Let me just catch up there with Habib and his comments. He's saying, don't overload your bad emotions. Learn to let go. Change your life. Change what you can, and that which you can't, accept it. No self-created stress in life is good. And what are your thoughts on that? Well, I think we'd agree with that, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, too right. Also here, my system is now doing all sorts of things, going up and down the screen and losing my text messages. Well, I can recap what we're going to talk about in the second hour, looking at the messages flooding in here. We're going to be looking at arthritis. Somebody's asking about arthritis. Also about running and age, and if it's good or bad for you depending on your age. So we'll be addressing running a little bit more. We're also going to be looking at my lunch, is what we're going to be looking at. So what's in my salad bowl and whether it's as good as I think it is. I think I've got a healthy lunch today. We'll be finding out from Keith whether it is or not. And if you want to take a look at my lunch, you can log on to dubaieye1038.com. Go to the Dubai Today page and look at my blog, and you will see a picture of Suzanne Radford's lunch today. Let's see if you think it's a healthy one.